Good afternoon. It's 3:30 on the button. This is the LearnRadio.net After School Book Club. It is show number 25. It's Wednesday, the 14th of July, 2021, and we have dragons. Hello to you all. Thank you so much indeed for joining us. We are absolutely super thrilled. Everyone is in the house. Whoa, it's like the Brady Bunch all over again. You'll need to look that one up, kids, as well. Great to have your company, folks. Thank you so much indeed for joining us. Everything is on the show page. You just need to head to learnradio.net/herebedragons. That's all you need. You'll find the contact details for these lovely guests below us and all of the contact details for the show. And you'll need them because we have two copies of our book this week to give away during the show. And this isn't a look at that. Aren't they good? They're so good. It's like being on the Generation Gate. All right, look, we've all got one here. They fill the screen, I tell you, as well. It's really good. Mass wave. I love it. I just love it. Thank you so much indeed. It's a brilliant book. It is full of hilarity. It is. I just couldn't stop laughing. I absolutely love it. And there's a lot of this language, methinks, good folks, and lots of that in it as well. You are in such for a treat as well. I love it as well. Our book this week is Here Be Dragons, published this February this year by the Francis Lincoln Children's Books, and it's available in all good bookshops and less good bookshops, I can assure you as well. The fabulous Susanna Lloyd is with us. She is there. Isn't she looking fantastic? And Paddy Donnelly, who's no stranger to the show, brilliant author and illustrator, and he is with us today in the role of the illustrator because he drew for the fabulous Susanna in this book. And more of that later on in the show. Maria, we absolutely loved it, didn't we?
Oh, I loved every second of it. I loved the words. I loved the prithy and, you know, egads and all of that old, ye olde English language. It was gorgeous, Russell. We've been talking like that for a while now, haven't we?
We have. It's creeping into the script, folks. It is just absolutely amazing. We are so thrilled to be hosting this book as well. All the contact details on the show. There's a purchase link as well, a couple of purchase links. And if you want to follow these folks on Twitter, all of their contact details are on the show page there as well. And you can get to their own websites if you want to book them, and we'll talk about that in a second because these two have been out together doing school visits. What a dynamic duo that is. I want more information on that. You do. That is a very exciting opportunity there. Folks, we're on air for an hour. We are live, so do get in contact. The show pages are up, and we'd love to hear from you in the show there. Do find us learnradio.net/herebedragons. You can find us from the show page on the front of the screen and then click on the book club. This is our last live broadcast for this academic year. A little sad, but we are so looking forward to a rest. How are you, Maria? We're just exhausted, aren't we, really?
Yes. Looking for that sunshine that's still yet to come. But yeah, looking forward to rest. But we've had such wonderful shows this year, Russell. It's just been such a pleasure, hasn't it?
It has indeed. Well, let's put your hands together, folks, and let's welcome these two fabulous guests. Both of you, welcome to the show. Thank you so much indeed. It's so good. So good to have you. Susanna Lloyd Hello. Is in Yorkshire, I think you said last time as well. And Paddy is in Belgium. We really are playing everywhere on this episode, folks. We absolutely loved it. Don't forget, you can ask these two questions, anything about their books or their titles or previous books. I'm sure they'll be up for anything at all like that. Just go to the show page, learnradio.net/herebedragons. Find the apps and you can click on our pink circle with a plus key in there. And you can write your first name in the top of the box there, please, if you don't mind. And then below that, put your question if you want to ask these two brilliant folks a question as well. I think Maria has got our first question there.
I have. Thank you very much, Russell. Well, Susanna and Paddy, it's absolutely wonderful to have you on the show. And we loved the language, Susanna. I mean, it was just so funny. You know, the old-fashioned language that you used, you know, tis instead of it is. What's the idea behind this?
It made me laugh so much. So I think everything I've ever written is just for my sort of own amusement in a way. And it make that sort of medievalism makes me laugh a lot. I've got a few more in the bag for future adventures of the night. I've been doing lots of research on what other sort of medievalisms there are out there. But I do love things like Prithee and Perchance and Mythics. I'll never grow tired of them.
And were you speaking like that at home? Were you sharing all of these wonderful words?
So I've said to Paddy, because Paddy's mentioned to me that when he's writing, he tends to see things visually first, and I tend to sort of feel like I'm eavesdropping on the characters. So I don't think I was particularly speaking like that, but I was hearing that in my head a lot. I'd rush off and write things down.
We liked that so much, didn't we, Russell?
Oh, absolutely. We loved it. Thought it was absolutely a hoot and a half. And it gave the whole book a really brilliant theme. Absolutely. Thought it was just brilliant. Now, I've got another question for Paddy now. The knight, we love the knight as well. A bit of a bumbling buffoon, that knight. Doesn't quite get what's going on. And I wonder, how have you managed to incorporate and convey that in your drawings of him?
Well, that's a really good question. Thanks very much for having me back, by the way. It's really
pleasure.
Fun to be back on the show again. Whenever I was creating the character, I sketched a ton of different knights and lots of different shapes for the head and the type of hair and the mustache he's got and everything. And I had this idea in my head that he thought he was this big, strong, strapping knight and who thought he knew everything.
Oh, that's
about
a really good
slaying
question.
Dragons.
Thanks very much for having me back, by the way.
Yeah, of course. Then he doesn't know much about finding dragons. He thinks he does, but I had the idea that he would, you know, go to this ye olde dragon slaying shop and buy up all the most expensive armor and everything like that to go off on his mission. And so all of those things kind of informed what he should look like. And actually in the book, most of the time I draw him, he's got his eyes closed most of the time, because he's really, so just another indication that, you know, when there's stuff going on behind him, that he's missing most of it. I thought even in the beginning, I thought of actually having one of those like really old medieval, like pointy helmets, and that he couldn't actually really see out of it. So I thought that was, but then, yeah, it was fun to, like later in the book, there's some fun expressions for him. So I needed to show his face a little bit. But yeah, all of that sort of stuff you have to kind of think about whenever you get a wonderful story like Susanna's to play with.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. I just reminds me of so many people in public life at the moment, I have to say. It's just stunning. Absolutely stunning. Marie, you've got a question there for Susanna.
Thank you. Thank you, Russell. Now, Susanna, we're really interested in how you started the story, you know, because usually some stories start in a tavern or a shop. Why did you choose this one?
How I thought of it, do you mean, originally?
Yeah, why did you choose to start it, you know, straight away in a shop? I mean, it's a wonderful shop full of knickknacks.
Well, I think that was Paddy's idea to begin it in the shop. So I think in the text was, yeah, you'll never guess what the other knights said. But Paddy thought he really needs to get equipped to go out. And so he was getting, so I think Paddy sent something over to say, we've got this night shop, we need to start to stock it. So Paddy had given us a lot of old broken swords to give us a bit of a word of warning about what might lie ahead. And we, of course, needed the map. He's going to have to purchase that. But then we've stocked it up with all sorts of other things. We've got today's specials, goblin remover, 100 doubloons. You must supply your own goblin. Riffin eggs, shatterproof, buy two and get a third half price. Magical fairy dust, may contain nuts. Little health and safety warning. Court jester slightly used, and some spare loots, and a book for dealing with damsels, the art of wooing, how to woo, how and who to woo, the knight's guide to damsels. Refunds are not accepted. So I think it was a back and to and fro between me and Paddy. So once Paddy decided to start started off in a shop. We had a lot of fun stocking it up together, didn't we, Paddy?
Yeah, I give Susanna some work to do. So usually it's, you know, the writer writes their story and it's done and it comes to the illustrator and then I do my part. But I thought it would be fun. As I said, like, I thought he would, okay, he's going to go have to get this map from somewhere. And he's just going to be thinking he knows all about it. And he's going to buy his first dragon slaying map. So he has to buy it somewhere. And I thought that could be a fun setting for the start of the book. So then I threw it back to Susanna and said, okay, we need to fill this shop with lots of fun. Items you would find in a medieval shop for dragon slayers. So usually then the writer's job is finished, but I give Susanna a bit more work to do when we start.
My favorite thing about that spread is how weary the horse is looking already. He looks like he's visited that shop before.
And he's a very confident knight, you know, he's twirling his moustache, you know, so he looks like, you know, he means business, Russell, doesn't he?
Absolutely. And there are so many characters that I just, you know, I'm just thinking for loads of Disney movies and stuff. Gaston. it's just fantastic. It really does play into that lovely. And he's quite lovable as well. I just loved it. And I thought it was just amazing. Now, Susanna, you very kindly agreed to read from the book today. And we're really just absolutely thrilled. Now, we're actually going to follow along with the full screen as well, so I should just be switching between the two of you, but thank you so much indeed. We are just absolutely thrilled to hear it. Just bring the story alive, because there is no one who can read a book like an author, really, is there, Maria? It just makes so much difference as well. So we're just going to sit in the background and let you get on. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together, please. It's amazing, absolutely amazing live reading. We love this. It's the highlight of our show. Susanna Lloyd reading from Here Be Dragons. Take it away. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Well, I shall unleash my full inner knight now upon you. Okay. You'll never guess what the other knight said. There's no such thing as a dragon. I said, oh, sooth, there is too such a thing. And I'm going to find one and battle it. So there, huzzah. You only have to know where to look. And I do know where. I have a map and it says, Here Be Dragons. Verily, you will not find one, the other knight said. They never believe me. Well, what do they know? Right, things to look out for. Treasure, it says here. Dragons like to hoard treasure, shiny, sparkly treasure. Shouldn't be too hard to spot. Oh, there is not a single bit of treasure in all these daft woods. Ah, well, what's next? Ah, yes, failing that, you can usually tell if a dragon's nearby from the burnt remains of its dinner. By my liege, I wonder what they eat. Not that I'll be able to see it with all this mess around here. Someone should really clear up once in a while. Ah, perchance 'twill be a dragon in this burrow, even just a little one. Hello, dragons! Egads! I'm starting to wonder if I'll ever find one. Oh, hello there. Perhaps you can help me. It says in my map, a sure sign of a dragon is a damsel in distress, usually a high-born lady, perhaps a princess, Ponty hat and whatnot, almost always tied to something so she can't escape. I don't suppose you've seen anything like that, no? How about any dragons? Have you seen any dragons? I'm sorry, my dear. I really can't understand what you're saying. Verily, if you want to tell me something, then you should really take that silly handkerchief out of your mouth. But look yonder. A cave. Dragons love caves. Now, There's no need to panic, my dear. I know that caves can be rather alarming, but I am a brave and fearless knight, and I'm going to find myself a dragon right now. Ooh, it is a bit dark in here, methinks. Cannot see a thing. Ouch! That hurt. That pointy thing got me right in the bottom. Who is mucking about with arrows out there? I bet it was that foolish maiden. Someone could get hurt, verily. Is it just me, or is it getting hot in here? Quite toasty. Prithee now, which way is out? Ah, this way. Tum-ti-tum. Whoa, there. Bit steep, eh, what? No wonder I couldn't see it where I was going. It's all this blasted smoke. Should be a rule against starting fires down there. Just look at my map. 'Tis ruined. And not one dragon. Egads. Maybe the other knights were right. Maybe there really is no such thing as a dragon. I might just tell them I saw a dragon anyway. They'll never need to know. Prithee, has anyone seen my dashed horse? And that is the end of that story.
Oh, we loved it. Just loved it. It's just so... It's just, I think it's because you wrestle over the words yourself so much that they have such a great level of meaning to you. I just love it. There's nothing. It beats everything hands out. We loved it, didn't we, Maria? Absolutely loved it.
Oh, it was just wonderful. I loved the underpants on one of the pages where he gets burnt. His underpants are the same that he buys in the shop, methinks. Methinks, yeah, perchance.
And I think, doesn't it say at the front, I think... Well, maybe it didn't make it in. I think I had a label in there when I was sketching it saying like fireproof underwear. And that's why you can still see the underwear, but his armor got all burnt off. But I see that label disappeared somewhere along the way. But yeah, there's a little, they're fireproof underwear there. There you go.
Well, for those keen eyes, they will certainly see that. And I like how the damsel in distress means business. She gets rescued by the horse and then she ties her hair up. I thought, there you go. This damsel in distress means business. Oh, that was wonderful. Thank
she
you.
She's brilliant and she's bold. And she's dragon is no match for that damsel.
And then the horse is wearing the hat afterwards. Perfect. It's absolutely brilliant. Now, we're back after this, folks, to chat more about this amazing book, Here Be Dragons. And if you'd like to comment or ask Susanna or Paddy a question about the book, you've got a few moments to write on our show Padlet. Just head over to learnradio.net/ Here Be Dragons. To find today's show page and pop us a message on the Padlet, all you have to do is click on that pink circle with the plus, put your first name in the top box and your question or comment below. And when you're happy with the text, just click on the background and we will approve it. And coming up later in the show, we'll be giving away two, not just one, but two copies of Here Be Dragons. So listen closely. And here's our first music track for today, Russell.
Indeed, this is Hans Zimmer, the Dragon Warrior. We're back after this. You got 2 minutes. Get writing on that Padlet, folks. Ah, such fitting music, Here Be Dragons. It feels like a movie already.
You're listening to LearnRadio.net with Maria Wojciechowska-Kanida and Russell Prue.
And it is exactly 9 minutes to 4 o'clock. Our two fabulous guests, Susanna Lloyd and Paddy Donnelly, are with us. We are reading from Here Be Dragons, and there's a draw along coming up in the show. You've been in contact with us already. Maria, what do we have on the Padlets?
Thank you very much, Russell. Now, Lola's mummy would like to ask both of you, do you have plans to work together again?
Oh, that would be
lots
of fun. Yeah, well, hopefully we've got some more tales coming up. But yeah, it was really fun working with Susanna, and we actually got to work together after the book came out. So it's a pandemic, so the idea of going to a school visit didn't really happen while the book came out. But at the same time, the idea of this, virtual, Zoom calls and things with schools became a thing for authors and illustrators, and myself and Susanna got to do a lot of that. So it was really nice working together and doing readings and draw alongs and everything. But yeah, we would love to work together again, I think.
Oh, yes. Well, I think we've got lots of ideas for further quests, but if any of the listeners have any ideas of anything that the knight might go on a quest looking for, we would love to hear.
Oh, that would be fabulous. So listeners and viewers, get in touch if you've got any ideas for Susanna and Paddy. Now, Casey would like to know, was this always the title, or did it change at some point during the writing and publishing process?
Goodness me. I think from very early on it was the title, from really early on. I often have a kind of work in progress title that's not quite right, but as soon as I stumbled upon this one, it felt like the right one. It felt exactly right for this. So I think from really, really early on, it was there. Super early on, I think.
That's lovely. Thank you very much, Casey, for getting in touch. Now, the Reading Mini Club would like to ask you a question. Thierry says that the dragon word in French is the same except for girl dragons. Are they all boys?
Oh, that's
interesting. French, I didn't know that. It's called, I can't remember now. Do you remember, Paddy, what it's called in French?
I don't remember, but it is coming out in French. The book.
Yes, it's coming out in French with the word dragon.
Yeah, so that's pretty.
Yes, it must be a boy dragon, but I don't know, Paddy. Did you have do you have strong feelings about whether it's a boy dragon or a girl dragon?
Nope, there was no preference there when I created the illustrations, but that's really interesting that it's a different word.
I wonder what it is for a girl dragon.
Wow. Our listeners always come up with some wonderful questions. They really do stretch our imagination.
Yeah, Thierry, perhaps you get in here. Let us know, Thierry, if you know the French word for le dragon. Let's have the word, because the feminine dragon, let's have that word. Share the word with us. We'd love to. If you spell it phonetically, that would be really helpful. But Maria's very good at languages, so I think you're in safe hands. What else have you got there, Maria?
Thank you, Russell. So Casey asks for Andre. We love the mouse that you showed, and she is going to try and draw him later. How did you decide which animals to draw, Paddy?
Oh, let me see. What mice are we've got? There are a few mice in here, I think. One is actually nibbling on a map in the shop. let me see. I've got some more. I've got, like, hidden in the walls. Oh, there he is. There's another little one in there. Yeah, there's one about to get eaten by a snake in one scene. I liked that. The whole idea was that the knight couldn't see the obvious things, that, you know, there might be a dragon that he's standing on here. But I wanted every other character in the story, so the damsel, the horse, and all the animals, and there's other mythical creatures like unicorns and everything to spot in here. So I wanted all of them to obviously know what was going on, because everybody, including the reader, is going to be smarter than our knight and see what's going on. So there's lots of little... I like this little bunny as well. He's one of my favorites.
We love the bunny.
So yeah. I like slipping in those tiny little characters, like little mice and everything. And if you want to learn how to draw, I can definitely show you how I draw my mice later on.
That's wonderful. Thank you
My favorite one of Paddy's additional animals is this poor rabbit that gets hurtled from the tail of the dragon. And is seen, it goes so high that it comes down several pages later. You see it hurtling back to earth.
Yeah.
So...
I've been telling Susanna she needs to write a story just about him and his adventures.
The bunny.
Yes, you can see him in the background. You can see him kind of like flying in the distance here. That's wonderful. And Lola's got a question as well for you, Paddy. Lola would like to know, what is your favourite animal to draw?
Oh, so I really like drawing birds for sure. And I really also love drawing extinct animals. They're some of my favorites. I really like drawing dodos. They're kind of one of my favorite birds to draw. And I slipped one into this book, which you'll have to have a close look through to see where it's spotted in there. But yeah, that's a little secret for you. There's usually a little dodo in some of my books. that I try and slip in, because it's quite a nice challenge to fit an extinct bird into a story. So yeah, those are some of my favorite to draw, but I love drawing drawing mice and rabbits and all sorts of things. So this book was a lot of fun because, you know, there's so many scenes with tons going on, and so I could put in so many animals in the background, especially in the forest scene. It was pretty fun. So yeah, those are some of my favorites.
I loved all of them. My particular favorite was the frog with his long tongue just finding those flies like that. It was wonderful.
I missed that. Well done. Well spotted.
Oh, wow. So much to spot.
There is. And that's the beauty of books like this, of picture books, of graphic novels. They're just packed with stuff like this. It's amazing. Anything else there, Maria?
No, that's it for the moment. Excellent. If anybody wants to get in touch, just join on to us on the Padlet.
Love it too. Just find that pink circle, folks, with the plus key in there. Put your first name in the top box and your question underneath. We'd love to have it. And we'd plenty of time. There's still just over half an hour and plenty of time, and some more music tracks as well to come as well. Now, I've got a question here, and I want to know, there are lots of very funny signs in the book, and I want to know, whose idea was it to have these? So, Susanna, I'll come to you first. Signs.
So, yes, so those are all Paddy's. Paddy's, so when you write a text, people tend to kind of ask me a lot, like, what do you do? How do you think about it visually, or do you not? And I do think about it visually, but I tended to put in only things that I thought had to be absolutely essential to be there. And then you hand it on to Paddy and he just brings it all to life, but then adds another, I would say another layer, but another load of layers of meaning by adding all his own ideas. So the signs all came from Paddy. So we've got a lot of warning signs that this poor knight is missing. Paddy, I think.
A lot of
go back, signs. Stop, turn around, missing. There's a poor knight that's gone missing. That's wearing one of those helmets you were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
And danger. Don't say we didn't warn you. So he really did have an awful lot of chance to spot what he was walking into.
Yeah, it's really, that's what's fun about getting this sort of story is, you know, sometimes you get a story and it's really obvious what you have to illustrate, and you're kind of illustrating what the text is saying, or you're kind of just, accompanying it. And then other times, like this story, the illustrations were saying something completely different from the text. So the text is all from the knight's point of view, and it's talking about, oh, I can't see any treasure, but then I'm able to create a scene and plant some treasure in there for kids to spot. And that's really a rare opportunity where I get to tell my own story through the illustrations. That's something related but completely different from the text. I got to slip in lots of little clues and things for kids to spot, which I think kids really like, being two steps ahead of the knight and being able to spot things. And there's so much in it that you can go back and read it again. So that was really fun whenever I get a text like this, because there were no instructions with the text. So it was just Susanna's words. And it didn't say, you know, on the first page it's in a shop, or the third page it's in a forest or anything. It's just the text and just the idea of, okay, we can spot the clues, but it's not in the text. That's all the instructions there were.
Wow.
So it's really fun. There was a lot of creativity.
Yeah. And is there any to and froing? Is there any negotiation? Do you, I mean, not just Susanna, but when you're working with other authors as well, is there typically a bit of dialogue between the two of you?
There is, but it's not direct. So I would say to the editor something, and then they would tell the art director, and then they would tell Paddy, and it would come back and forth. So a few times it went back and forth, I think, and things. So that happens both ways. So sometimes I think the picture might slightly change, or sometimes the words might need to slightly change to fit what's going on in the pictures. It's just a two-way, both directions.
Wow. But me and Susanna, the author and illustrator, don't talk with each other. So we never met until after the book came out.
No.
Whenever we had a Zoom call.
No.
So we never had any contact. It's all done through the publisher, and you have an art director and Susanna, an editor for the text and everything. So no, there's no collaboration between us. But you're always talking with the publisher. It's always going through them. So
wow, yeah, you'd come across as just
and
as
I
if you were the
for a reason.
I know. Go on. Yes.
Yeah, I think it's so that the author wouldn't kind of. I'd have sort of ideas in my own mind, but that would limit the book. So it needs to be the illustrator has the full chance to imagine and see.
It works. It certainly works. However, we just get the impression that you two are just like two peas in a pod, and there's chitty chat on the front. I thought of a great son on the front. Really, well, there was son. Why don't you try something? Oh no, that's really. But I'm really surprised. I mean, it makes these book folks really earn their money. I'm having a new appreciation for the art director who speaks to the layout
really
director.
Do.
Who's been, it's just no wonder they cost
absolutely.
So much.
They do know exactly what they're doing. Well, they're both brilliant. And, you know, so when
indeed.
Me and Paddy will work together in the future, we would have to make sure not to secretly communicate, because I think it does work really well that way.
Okay, cool.
Isn't it?
So. Brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Marie, you've got another question there.
Thank you very much, Ross. And this is so interesting as a teacher myself, because, you know, there's so many people involved in publishing a book. You know, it's the author, the illustrator, all the people behind the scenes as well. I mean, it's really exciting for children to know all these things from start to finish. You know, they get a book, but actually there's so much more there. Now, Susanna, we'd like to ask you, when you were writing the words for the story, did you have a visual representation of the knight and the horse? Or when you saw the pictures, did you think that's what I was thinking of?
Oh, I was so delighted when I saw them. So I think they were very similar to what I was saying. He was perfectly pompous, which is exactly what I imagined. But I didn't really have an exact idea of how he would look. I did have the idea of starting off at the tail end of the dragon and heading over and over the top and over to the mouth. But beyond that, I didn't really have a specific idea of how it would look, but when I first was discussing the text with our editor Katie Cotton and the art director Zoe Tucker, Zoe had found an illustrator, Paddy, and found his website, and I think this was a bit of serendipity, that Paddy had already totally separately imagined a dragon hidden in a landscape, and it was an incredible picture of a dragon's tail or back, I think, just as in this book, hidden, covered in vines and thorns and leaves and grass, and we were like, oh my goodness, that's the dragon. So even before we'd contacted Paddy, we already knew that he'd seen this dragon in his imagination and he was the man for the job.
I was already getting a head start,
That is serendipitous. That's just wonderful. You know,
it
all
really
those
is.
Things that you come up with, you know, you do your craft, you do all these wonderful things, and then it all kind of makes sense later on, Russell, doesn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful when a plan comes together. And I think that's just, and I guess that's the ability to pair two folks together who actually are on the same page, for want of an odd term there. And you clearly are, which is really good. Paddy, I want to ask you about the dragon. Where did he or she get his treasure from? Because he's hanging on to some treasure there with the claw. I saw that. Where did the treasure come from? Where is the treasure supposed to come from? Come on.
I'm imagining. So in the forest scene, you can see there's a little claw down here just covered in treasure. It's just covering the treasure, but throughout the whole scene, you can see lots of signs. There's maybe, let me see. Yeah, there's some little bones here and lots of warning signs, of course. And also, there's that helmet I was mentioning earlier when I was trying to come up with the idea for the knight, what he would look like. That little helmet I put in here, I managed to get it in somehow. And here he is. So this is a previous knight who maybe was transporting some treasure on a previous mission. He went through this forest, but he didn't manage to make it back out because you can kind of see that helmet appears again on the next page. Along with lots of other signs that maybe there were lots of people who maybe they were transporting some treasure before and it never got to its destination. I think that's where just unsuspecting treasure transporters going past.
That's great.
Yeah.
great job title, I have to say. Maria, I'm a treasure transporter. I'm a treasure, the head of treasure transportation. Hello, yes. I love it. You could do a telephone message for that. The head of treasure transportation is currently engaged. I love it. Maria, you've got another question there.
Thank you very much. Before that, Russell, Lola's just got in touch and she's been listening to Paddy talk about the signs. And she said, who wrote the signs? Was it the animals?
Oh, that's an interesting one. I think probably this one definitely was written by the rabbit. But yeah, that's really an interesting one. I would imagine that the animals wrote most of them. But yeah, there are also some mythical creatures. There's a fawn in here. So he's got one. We've got lots of other, I tried to slip in as many mythical creatures as possible. We've got Bigfoot in the background there. I got a unicorn in somewhere. I got a Yeti in this one. So kind of a group effort by all of those creatures, I think, to try and warn people. However, it's not working out too well because our knight's wandering straight past them.
Yeah, so you do see the helmet later on. You'll have to read the book and you'll see. Now, I kept wanting to shout out, it's behind you on every single page because it's there. And going back to what Russell was saying about the knight being a bit of a buffoon, a bit of pantomime-esque, was this character based on anyone we know, perchance?
No, how he looks, no.
I've met some people like this knight before. I call him the medieval mansplainer. So I think that there are the modern day mansplainers. He does try and mansplain damsels to the damsel and dragons. So I think we've all met someone slightly like this knight.
Forsooth. Love it as well. Good one. Excellent. Well done. That was a great answer there as well. Thank you very much. And now you've been offering, I want to talk to you about your joint writing. And this is really good. And illustrating school visits and workshops there. And there are details on Susanna's website, folks. And if you want to have a look at that. And all I can say is book early to avoid disappointment, if you can, really. Can you tell us a little bit about what are the sort of things you both get up to? So you're doing joint workshops and there's an offer of that. What things can folks expect from you two?
So in that one, we're talking about how to bring your characters to life. So we're thinking about that in terms of what I would think about a character and how to do their voice and how to try out different ways of doing a character's voice and think about that character, what they want, what their flaws are and so on. And Paddy will be explaining about how he thinks about them visually. So it's all about how to bring a character to life.
Wow. And we talk all about mythical creatures and go through the different mythical creatures that some people are that people are familiar with, but also some that we find which you're not so familiar with. And then ultimately we do some fun draw along activities where, based on the kids' suggestions, most mythical creatures are made up of half of this animal and half of another animal. So we get a bunch of suggestions and mash them all together. And then I start drawing along with the kids. And we draw, we create our own mythical creature. And I've done lots of, we've done a few school events and I've had to draw a half octopus, half zebra, those kind of things. So it's lots of fun to talk about those. And also coming up with the names for them, which kids are really good at.
I love it. And on that note, perfect. As if you've got a script in front of you, I have to say. This is part of the show, folks, where we are going to give away a copy of the book to someone that comes up with an innovative, creative, interesting answer. And it's exactly that question. There's still also plenty of time, folks, for you to get your questions into these two fabulous guests. This is our last book club show for this academic year. So there aren't any more after this. And we'd really like you to enjoy this as much as possible. So keep this question coming, and here is the question. And we want to know, the dragon doesn't have a name. We're not even sure whether it's a he or a she, or whether the dragon has its own gender. Now that would be an interesting conversation for some older children. Wow, amazing. Let's have some names, please. Let's name that dragon. And we'd like your entries live right now, folks, into the show. You can text us, there is the dragoon, there he or she is. Excellent. Bit of a bad breath issue there as well. I need some mouthwash for that dragon there. You can text us on 078 600 26400. That number again is 078 600 26400. Or you can drop us an email to learnradiolive@gmail.com. That's learnradiolive@gmail.com. You can also tweet us as well at learnradiolive if you want to get there. We need to know, what shall we call our dragon? And to take us through that activity, don't forget, if you've named that and you've done that really quickly, get another question into our two fabulous guests here. Here is our next music track for today's show. This is Imagine Dragons. Oh, I'm so good at this, you know. This is called Believer. I'm loving it. We're back after this.
You're listening to Maria and Russell. This is the After School Book Club on LearnRadio.net.
At 16 minutes past four, and that was our competition. You get to win one of these fabulous books, I have to say. Wow, it is just glorious. It smells, Maria, what does it smell of? Come on, give me a... This is kind of, what do we think? This is kind of...
It definitely has to smell a bit like barbecue or something, barbecue. Right?
Yeah, no. Night.
Night, no, mine smells
like
of dragons.
Mine smells of adventure.
Adventure, wow, mine smells of the wrong end of the dragon, I have to say. Definitely. Dragon poo in there. I love it. It's really like, what a lovely, it's the ink, really. It's really good. Maria, what have we got on the website now? I'm just going to check it, Gmail. You tell me what you've got there.
Thank you very much. Well, the Reading Mini Club suggests that the dragon could be called Brantley, because a new boy in our club is called Brantley and his name means fire. That's a great one. That's absolutely wonderful. Thank you very much for getting in touch.
Do we love that? We need to decide now. So what else have we got?
What else have we got? I am just having a quick look.
I've got nothing on email, so that looks like a contender.
I've got nothing else on the Padlet either. No, Russell.
I think Bradley's going to win.
I think so. Maria, just announce the winner of today's book prize. Who is it, Maria?
It is the Reading Mini Club. Hooray!
Yes. Oh, well done. Let's get some claps in there. Oh, well done. Congratulations. Love it. And like Eurovision, you did get 1 point here. So well done. Congratulations. Well done. We'll be in touch and we'll get your details because we know who you are as well. Thank you so much indeed. Wow, that's amazing. So congratulations. Another chance to win another copy later on in the show. We'll see if we can get to that as well. I loved it. If you've just joined us, folks, we are talking about Here Be Dragons, as you probably have guessed. And we are absolutely thoroughly enjoying the show. Keep your texts and your questions coming in, please, if you possibly can. We'd love to hear from you. There's still plenty of time. And big thanks to Francis Lincoln Children's Books for the generous donation of the copy there for our competition and prize. It's really good. I'm just making sure no other entries here so we didn't miss anyone, because I like to be as inclusive as we possibly can. Maria, what do you have next for us?
Thank you very much, Russell. Now, Paddy, we love the drawings in this book and in your previous book, The Vanishing Lake. And we were wondering, could you show us now live on the show how to draw a knight?
Absolutely. I can definitely show that. And... because I do everything digitally, I do all my illustrations on a big tablet. So I can just share my screen, which is really handy. And I don't have to be like drawing behind me and stuff. So I can just share my screen, which I will do now. And you hopefully should be able to see it. And then I can, yeah. So here we go. So I can just draw and show you exactly how I draw my knight from the story. And he's pretty simple to do. I think Russell and Maria can definitely join in as well.
Yep, we're ready here. We're ready here.
And so here we go. So I'm usually starting with the head, and he's got a really fun shape. He's got this kind of long rectangle-y sort of head, just like this. And then in the middle of the head is the nose, and he's got a really fun long carrot-like nose, which just pokes out like that, really pointy. And I mean, if you're drawing in pencil, you can rub out the extra lines, or you can draw in pencil first and draw in pen afterwards. And then, as I said in the story, most of the time he's got his eyes closed, so just a couple of U shapes for his eyes, because he's usually telling you all about how you should be looking for dragons, and he's not actually looking for them himself. And then I really like his haircut. Myself and Susanna often joke that he got his haircut by the horse. So he's got He's got this fun haircut, which kind of sticks up a little bit and comes down on both sides. And you can draw some lines in for the hair.
Love it.
And he needs a little ear. So just a little letter C there with a letter T in the middle. That's usually how I draw an ear. And then he is usually telling you, okay, here's step 47 on how to find a dragon. So you can draw his mouth open by drawing a number 6, just like that. And it looks like he's telling you all about dragons. And then most importantly and most fun of all is his mustache, which is a really curly one, which comes out on one side like this. Like so. Oh, it's always fun to draw. I always like to draw big mustaches and beards and everything on my characters. So, and then on the other side just comes around, and you can make it as big as you want. You can make it really ridiculously big. And he likes to groom it and make it look really fantastic. So yeah, that's his head. So let's go for the rest of the body, and I can just move him a little bit. So he's got this tiny little neck, and then he's been to this ye old shop for dragon slayers, and he's bought the hugest armor he can find, even though it's way too big for him. And so his shoulder pads are like these big half circles, and then he's got this body armor, which is about the same shape and size as his head. It's the same sort of rectangular shape there. And then on the other side, we've got another semicircle just going the other way, just like that. And you can draw a kind of diamond sort of shape, whereas inside would be his lovely fireproof underwear. And then his legs come. He's got skinny legs that come straight down on one side and then down on the other side. And a lot of this is built up with different shapes. So, I mean, you can draw little diamond shapes for his kneecap, to protect his little knees whenever they are getting thrown about inside a dragon. And then just the rest of his skinny legs come straight down. They get even skinnier. And then Susanna's favorite part are his shoes.
Yeah, the shoes.
So this was actually one of the only instructions I had. Whenever I got the text, was it he had to have these long
yes
shoes, these kind of old medieval style shoes, metal yeah. Ones.
I spotted some, hadn't I, from medieval yeah. Germany?
Oh, wow.
So this is just yeah, this like was that. This was the one instruction I had. So I had to, no matter what the knight looked like, he had to have these shoes.
These pointy so shoes. That's amazing. That's amazing. Yeah.
Floppy shoes. Yes, and then, very silly shoes.
He's
they
got,
suit him very well,
we just need his arms, which come out, and he's got knobbly little elbows, and he's usually standing there with his hands on his hips, and he's usually just telling you, okay, here's what you need to know about dragons, because I know everything. And the other one comes down, and just his little fingers are like this. And then, if you want to add some details, you can definitely add some scratches into his armor, which is always nice. Just make it all a little bit scuffed up because he's been on a few adventures this night. And then you want to add in some details, maybe some. He's standing on some grass, so just some squiggly lines everywhere. And you could hint at there might be a dragon around somewhere, so you can do some smoke maybe just in the background.
Oh, that's so good.
Just kind of everywhere. And we had someone mention that they like my mouse, right? So in the corner.
Oh yes. Yes.
Let's draw a little mouse. Okay. So when I'm drawing a mouse, they usually have a long pointy nose and then two ears like this. And a kind of worried look on them. On their little faces, and then maybe a little nose, and
They've got teeth like this, and then they're usually usually try and draw them. They're kind of just they're just all one shape, and they've got little legs in there.
So just by the eye, just by putting the eye on there, you've made it look as if he's up to no good.
Yeah.
Just that. Where's that come from? How is that possible?
People can. Yeah, he could be up to no good, or he could be really worried that maybe there's a dragon off the screen there, or he could be just chilling out there. Let's put him in the grass. But yeah, that's kind of one of my little mice, and I like to slip in lots of little animals in there. But yeah, that's how I draw my characters.
I do it
all digitally in Photoshop.
No.
And Maria, that's
so good.
It was a bit of a problem with the mouse, but you know, I did the best I could.
It was more of a surprised look on the mouse. Perhaps he's
he looks a bit like a toilet roll. I need to shape him a bit.
Well, that's an excellent crafting suggestion. Maybe you could make a mouse out of a toilet roll tube. But yeah, that's fantastic though, Maria. Well done.
Oh, that's so
And you got the sign in there and everything. That's a really good one, yeah.
I love yours, Paddy. That is just stunning. I can't believe the digital is just, it has a texture when you're writing. So talk me through the technology. What have you got there? Is it a Wacom tablet or what have you got?
Yeah, so this is, if you can see me.
Oh, yes, let me just do that for you now. There we go. Oh, let's have a look. Let's have a look now, folks.
So this big tablet here is what I work on, and I draw right on it. And then I use Photoshop to create the drawing. So I draw right into Photoshop, and then I can use what I really like to do with my illustrations is have lots and lots of layers and have lots of things going on and get different effects. And I've never done any traditional illustration. Like, I really can't draw with a pencil. So everything I do is digital, and that's what my background is. And that's kind of what I'm working with is Photoshop and a big Wacom tablet.
Lovely. Just absolutely lovely. And we've seen these tablets before, folks. You've seen them on Channel 4 television. A friend of the show, Grayson Perry, draws and sketches with that as well. I just love this type of technology. But it looks so real. I was expecting kind of, you know, nasty digital lines, but there's texture, and that moustache is an award-winning.
You can do everything.
Yes, but it's all in the hands of the beholder, isn't it? Really, and the brilliant skills.
But you can do kind of watercolor stuff in there, like this.
Wow,
I love that.
So you can do you can get all sorts of effects if you work digitally, and then you can have, if we want some grass in here, you've got different.
Love it.
You've got different brushes, so you can, have some grass, make it look all textured
magic
and everything.
Magic and a half. Yeah. Paddy, absolutely stunning. Really we've fun. Absolutely loved that as well. Just leave that on screen a little bit longer if that's okay, because that is absolutely gorgeous there. Maria, we've got some brilliant extension opportunities for our brilliant listener, viewer, learners this week, folks. If you want to follow this theme with some great opportunities, what have we got first?
Yes, thank you very much, Russell. So you could do some investigation. You could investigate some of the mythological creatures that are in the book. You could look at the fawn or the unicorn, the dragons, or even the yeti. Where did these stories come from? Investigate them. What about inventing something, Russell?
Oh, I love this one as well. You could, folks, if you wanted to invent your own style of comic strip that has the shape of the creature as the main character and looking on from each of the pages. What a great idea. Now, if you're into communicating, Maria, what do we suggest there?
Oh, you can imagine that the knight goes back to the old shop to ask for a refund and think about how would that conversation go? Would he need some new pants? Who knows?
I know new pants, yes. These pants didn't quite look. I've singed my bottom. I love it. What a great conversation there. Now, if you're into collaborating, folks, and want to work with other people, you could work with some friends to create your own ye old shop. What would you sell there? And you could make up another today's specials board. So what would you have on that board? Now, what if you're super creative, Maria? What could we suggest there?
Well, Russell, you could design your own signpost that you might see going on an adventure. That would be wonderful. You could draw that. You could do it on a tablet, or you could make it in real life. It'd be wonderful. Use those toilet rolls. Use those recyclable things around your house.
Absolutely.
Now, What about thinking or philosophy, Russell?
We love this as well. And don't forget, we've got a series of thinking and philosophy shows coming at you in September. And this is a nice prelude to that as well. Why do you think, you could answer this question, folks, why do you think dragons are generally portrayed in a negative way? What a great, have they had a really bad rap? What did they do in the past? What has happened? Why are they so badly portrayed? Some great opportunities there. So you could discuss that, or you could write something down and share it with us on the show page. We'd love to know why you think they are portrayed so badly. And this is a really interesting one as well. Maria, what a great show. Amazing. Look at that. There's colour. There's colour on, on our night.
What a way to end this academic year. It's just been incredible. And thank you so much. It's just been wonderful. I loved every second of today's show.
I love it. Very special.
Thank
and our
you.
Very thank you, both of you. And our very first digital
so
artist. Oh, pleasure. We wouldn't have it any other way. Our first digital artist as well. And it's just almost impossible to do it like that. Stack us on the side there and have and we didn't get to name him as well anyway. But thank you so much indeed. What we'll do is we'll send two copies of the book to the one winner there as well. So thank you so much. Oh, nice. Well done. Well done to our unit. I think it's going to a mini book club there, the Chemo unit. And I think that'll be well done. Deserved and thoroughly enjoyed them. Thank you so much indeed for making this your go-to show. We've had an absolutely splendid time. Folks, we are off air for most of the summer. You will find all of our shows streaming and looping, and you can dive in and enjoy this show and watch it again and listen again to Susanna and watch Paddy do his brilliant drawing again on YouTube. We'll get those shows up with you later on this afternoon. Thank you so much indeed. We are back with you in September. Check back at the show page for the latest details. We've got two cracking new theme shows. We're going to look at philosophy for children. We think that's very important. And we're also going to be advising you and giving you some great top tips about getting into the slow lane, how you can slow your life down. And we've got a brilliant life coach guru who is joining us for a series of shows there, and with loads more still to come from us in September. Have a great summer break, and we will thank you very much indeed. If you enjoyed the show and you want to show your appreciation, find our GoFundMe link at the bottom of the show page and give us a couple of quid if you possibly can. It all goes on our costs. Thank you so much indeed for making our book club so popular this term. We've had an absolute blast. Thank you to our very special guests, Susanna Lloyd and Paddy Donnelly there as well.
Bye.
Absolutely fantastic. Thanks for the technology, guys. It just looked
absolutely. Thank you.
And thank you for that drawing. That is stunning. If you could send me a JPEG of that, I'd love to pop that on the show page as a still. That will be absolutely gorgeous. I just love the
Certainly.
Feet. I love the mouse. And I just... just I could just I see a TV series coming out from this as well. Thanks so much indeed, folks. Have a lovely summer break, as I said again. Until next time, it's goodbye from her,
and it's goodbye from him.
Goodbye.
This is LearnRadio.net, a radio station project created to reach educators and young people at home and school during the COVID crisis. Bringing you a broad range of cross-curricular topics, author readings, and fun activities to fill your week. Our shows are free to air, although we do have some premium content that's available for purchase. We have yoga breathing exercises and some poetry classes for sale. Visit our shop to find out more. You can also book us for an afternoon live radio show for your school, or hire us for your care home to help connect residents and their families with a live show. LearnRadio.net is powered by Enterton Tiger, who also design and make radio stations for schools. Find out more about Russell's work at EntertonTiger.com.